Let's join together in prayer.
Our
Heavenly Father, as we open the scripture, may every heart and every mind fall under its authority of your word. Father, I desire to be silent. I desire myself to be silent. May the Holy Spirit speak to each heart and mind. May every word have your stamp of approval. May every man and woman of God treasure your word. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. I am so glad to be back after multiple absences from you. I have been away ministering, teaching, and preaching, as well as spending time with my family. I want to first of all report to you our ministry in Arizona. I'm not going to tell you what happened or what we did. But I will tell you the lessons the Lord taught me. The Lord taught me the lesson of prayer. I endure a great deal of hardship. But the hardship I endure was not physical. I can endure driving 10,000 miles in a month. And then come back again and drive another 2,000. I can endure the hardship of sleep deprivation. But the hardship I endure was from people. But the Lord taught me to pray. The Lord taught me not to expect support from people. The Lord taught me to trust in Him and to trust in Him only. The Lord taught me to trust in Him only for support. For protection. For endurance. For approval. The Lord taught me to trust in Him only. That truth will triumph over lies. The Lord taught me to trust in Him in prayer. Some months ago, my nephew said to me, he said, "Hey, Kou Fu, when you were at church, you are a man of few words. You don't say much." I was very impressed by the keenness of his observation. I learn now to speak even less, but to pray even more. Now I would like to take you back to the series of teaching on doctrine. Remember back in the spring, we began our series of teaching. We began with the doctrine of Trinity. And then the doctrine of man. And then the doctrine of sin and man's need for salvation. And then the person of Christ. And then the doctrine of atonement. And we have been interrupted by a number of absences in the summer. We may have forgotten why we are preaching on this series of doctrines. The reason is to prepare new believers for baptism.
其實原因就是預備了新的信徒來到浸禮的教事工。
In 6 weeks, we'll be baptizing 2 new believers into the family of God.
在六個星期之後，我們會有兩個弟兄姊妹來到受浸禮，來到歸信於神。
And because there's very little time for me to teach another baptism class.
我不是很多時間來到做一個浸禮預備的班。
So I thought it best to preach to the whole congregation.
所以我想到是如果是將這些功課教到給全個教會的時候。
These basic, non-negotiable articles of our faith.
這是無可改變的神給我們的教訓。
Someone might say, oh, Pastor, this is so unnecessary.
有人可能對牧師說這都都不是很重要的。
Why dwell so much and so long on these fundamentals?
為什麼在這麼簡單的教訓裡面用這麼多時間呢？
Preach on something we haven't heard before.
不如教我們一些我們未聽過的功課。
But then I also have someone to tell me, say, Pastor, thank you for preaching these fundamentals.
但亦都很多人對我說，牧師很多謝你教訓我們這一類的功課。
Because we have so many in church who haven't the foggiest idea of what we believe and why we believe.
很多人回到教會的時候都不知道自己是信什麼的。
I believe we all need to be reminded of these fundamentals of our faith.
相信大家都是需要有很多時間來到再次被教訓到在神裏面是最簡單的功課。
I myself go back to these fundamentals all the time.
我自己也是不斷地查考這些功課。
I'm the first one to tell you, I don't remember what I've learned.
是第一個可以光你聽，有很多我學識了的東西都已經不記得了。
I love to repeat J. Herbert King, if you have time, I'll tell you who he is. He used to say to us in class,
在 J. Herbert King 裡面學到這些功課。
He said, I don't know what you use your brain for.
我不知道你用你的腦做什麼。
I use mine to forget things with.
我用我的腦來到忘記的。
Why do we believe what we believe?
為什麼我們相信我們所信的呢？
Who could ever come up with an idea of the Trinity?
誰可以發明三位一體的功課？
If the early Christians, if the early church want to deceive the world, would they come up with something like the Trinity?
如果初期的教會想騙人的時候，他們會不會發明三位一體的理論呢？
How could 3 distinct persons be one God?
三個不同的人、不同的物體是可以成為一個呢？
How could a person be fully divine, fully God and fully man at the same time?
為什麼一個人可以同時是神屬、同時是神性的、同時是完全的人性？
How could a person of Jesus be born without sin?
主耶穌為什麼可以在完全沒有罪當中出生呢？
Why do we believe all these incomprehensible statements?
這麼不可能的話語，為什麼我們都會相信呢？
Simply one answer.
是很簡單來說，只有一個答案。
Very simple.
很簡單的。
Because the Bible says so.
因為聖經裡面是這樣說。
Because the Bible says so.
因為聖經是這樣說的。
This is the doctrine of Scripture.
這就是聖經裡面的教訓。
Everything that we believe in is based on what the Bible says.
我們任何所相信的都是在都是基于圣经。
You see, how we view the Bible determines what we believe.
你怎样看圣经是怎样，是令到你的信仰是怎样。
How we respond to the Bible determines how we live.
我们怎样对圣经的回应是令到我们怎样的生活。
How we respond to the Bible determines our value, what we do or what we don't do.
我们在圣经里面怎样回应就是令到我們的價值觀，我們怎樣的生活。
And how do we view the Bible?
我們怎樣看聖經呢？
Very simply, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
很簡單，在提摩太後書第三章16節告訴我們怎樣來到看到。
And I hope you got it memorized even before you go home today.
希望大家在今天回家之前可以記熟了這節的經文。
All scripture is God-breathed.
聖經全部都是神所默示的。
And is useful for teaching,
在教訓上
rebuking, correcting, and training for righteousness,
在責備、矯正和公義各方面所訓練。
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
所以对于圣徒来讲，全部都是有益的。
All scripture is God breathed.
圣经全部都是神所默示
的。I want to direct your attention to this phrase, God breathed.If you are still reading an old translation, for example, like King James, you will see that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. We don't want to use the word inspiration anymore.The reason is it's misleading. And it doesn't help us understand what God means. Because we use the word inspiration so often, we don't know what it means anymore. We say Shakespeare's drama is inspiring.We say Mozart's music, Beethoven's music are inspiring. We say the president's speech explaining why we should go to war. We say, wow, that was an inspiring speech.
No,
football season is about to start. There was a game last night. We even say such and such quarterbacks had an inspiring performance last night. You see how we use the word inspiration so much, so that when we say Bible is inspiration of God, really doesn't mean much anymore.And the Chinese translation doesn't help either. Right? The old translation, 和合本, the Union version, says 默示. And I checked the new translation. I was hoping that they would use a different translation, but it's the same, still 默示. Mock.Means silent.
默就係話係啊冇聲音嘅。
示 means to reveal.
示就係話係啊顯示到出嚟。
So 默示 means silently God reveals.
就係話默示嘅意思就係喺沉默當中嚟到啊顯示俾你聽。
But then what does that mean that God silently reveals?
係咁樣係咩意義咧？
God did not say anything because he was silent. And yet somehow the writers of the Bible hears what God did never say, did not say. Doesn't help, does it? I think the best way to understand what it means is go back to the language.And the NIV has a very good translation, God breathe.
NIV 的翻譯的時候就說神
呼出。That's exactly what the original word says, God breathe out.
是原文就是這樣的意義。
All scripture is breathed out by God.
聖經所寫的一切都是神。
In other words, all scripture comes out of the mouth of God. They are God's very own word. You may say God spoke these words. These are words that came out of God's mouth.Now, another word that we must pay attention to is the word all, 都是 all.
看到都是词句。
All scripture, every word in the Bible, not part of the Bible.
是所有的圣经不是部分的。
But every word in the Bible is the word of God.
每一个字都是神的话语。
There's an old expression used by earlier. They call it plenary inspiration. Plenary. Actually, we know that word, even though we might not use it too often.
嘅時候都講到 plenary 呢個嘅字，我哋已經唔再用呢啲字嘅。
Plenary means fullness, means all。
即係話完全嘅，所有嘅。
Now we have many professionals, right? You go to a professional conference, you go to a Bible conference。
係，但係當中好多專業嘅人士，我哋好多時去一啲專業嘅大會或者係聖經嘅大會。
There are many seminars, there are many workshops that you can choose to attend。
係可能去好多嘅。講座。
Let's say there are a total of 1,000 people attending that conference.
喺個講座裏邊有1,000人參加。
In the afternoon, there may be 20 workshops, 20 seminars. So maybe each seminar has 50 people attending.
可能晏晝時候可能分開好多嘅小組。
But in the evening and in the morning, they have a general session.
咁但係通常喺朝早或者夜晚嘅時候都有個齊集嘅大會。
One that is attended by all the attendants, everyone.
係每一個人都會參加嘅。
We call them general sessions.
佢係通常嘅大會。
We call these sessions that are attended by all, we call them plenary sessions.
就係全部一齊參加嘅意思。
So plenary inspiration means the entire Bible, every word in the Bible.
就係話。包含咗聖經所有嘅一切，所有嘅話語。
So when we say plenary, that means every word in the Bible is breathed out by God.
就話聖經每一個字都係由神嘅口氣裏邊通出嚟嘅。
Every word in the Bible is the word of God.
每個字都係神嘅話語。
Some of us may object, hey, man, how can you say every word is spoken by God?
有啲人可能會懷疑點解？你點可以話每一個字都係由神所講嘅咧？
You say, Pastor, look at Job chapter 2:9。That's when Job's got a wife that's got so mad at Job. You know, his wife said to him, why don't you curse God and die?
先係記載到約伯嘅妻子係非常憤怒嘅時候，對約伯話：你點解唔咒助神咧？
And you say, how can God say that to Job?
咁神點會講出呢啲咁嘅説話？
Or there's another example, Matthew 4:3, temptation of Christ.
或者係。講到馬太福音第四章係主耶穌所受嘅引誘。
That's when we read that Satan says to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread."
撒旦對主耶穌話：如果你真係神嘅兒子嘅時候，就可以將石頭變成麵包。
So you say, how can you say that every word of the Bible is spoken by God?
咁你點可以話？聖經每一個字都係神所講出嚟嘅。
Notice, I did not say every word of the Bible is quotation of God.
所以我話係聖經唔係每一個字都係神所自己包括出嚟嘅。
Of course, God did not tell Job to curse him and die.
當然神冇叫約伯嚟到咒咗神。
Job's wife told him that.
是約伯的太太都是這樣說的。
Of course, God did not tell Jesus to turn stone into bread, right? Satan told him that.
神沒叫主耶穌將石頭變成麵包，這個是撒旦所說的。
But when we say every word of the Bible is God's word,
當我們說每一個字都是在聖經裡面每一個字都是神所說的。
We mean that we hear from God's mouth that this is what Job's wife said to Job.
我意思就是神神記載到約伯嘅太太咁樣講。
We hear from God's mouth that this is what Satan said to Jesus.
記載到神話撒旦咁樣講。
Since these reports, these recorded words came from God's mouth, they are true and they are trustworthy.
因為呢啲每個字都係由神所講出嚟、所記載出嚟嘅，值得我哋相信。
Every word in the Bible, most of them are directly spoken by God or reported by God.
So,
therefore, trustworthy and authoritative.
I'll
give you an example. If I tell you John Doe did such and such terrible things, would you believe it? Would you believe me?
你會不會相信我呢?
I don't think you would.
你可能不會相信。
Even if I have multiple witnesses, you probably would not believe me.
就算可能有很多個證人，你都未必相信。
Even if I bring you undisputed evidence, you probably still would not believe me.
就 就帶俾啲無可否認嘅證據，你都未必會相信。
But if God tell you and tell me that such and such John Doe did such and such a thing,
但如果喺神對你話係呢個人係做咗呢啲咁嘅事
，Would you believe？
你會唔會相信咧？
I hope that you would.
希望你大家都係會相信。
Because the report comes from God's mouth.
因為呢個報告係由神嘅口出嚟嘅。
And therefore, the report is truthful and authoritative and trustworthy.
所以呢個報告係需要我係值得我哋相信嘅。
That's what the Bible is.
呢個就係聖經裏邊嘅話語。
Most of the Bible is directly spoken by God.
大部分都是由神的口直接讲出来的。
You have hundreds and hundreds of places where it says, Thus says the Lord.
好多地方都是说神如此说。
Or God speak through the prophets.
或者是神藉着先知这样讲。
Not only in the Old Testament, in the New Testament too.
不单是新约在旧约也是这样。
Will you turn with me to 2 Peter?
打开到彼得后书。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
彼得后书第三章十六节。
Now it's very easy now, right? We just quoted from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And now we're going to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse... that will help us remember, right? 3:16.
我们刚刚看完提摩太后书第二章十六节，我现在就
看到。第三章十六节。You got the English? Please read with me, please.Now, together please. Paul writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction. Please read in Chinese, please.
用中文读一次，然后在一切书信上都讲论这些事。在這些書信中，有些難明的地方，那不學巫術和不穩定的人加以曲解，好像曲解別的經書一樣，就自取滅亡。
See, what is Peter doing?
彼得對我們說什麼?
Peter is equating Paul's letter as equal as the other scripture.
彼得就是將保羅的書信保羅的話語就是讲到他是跟其他的经文一样。
Peter is equating Paul's letter as authoritative as the Old Testament scripture.
他就是将保罗所讲的说话就是比较到跟旧约的说话一样。
And therefore, God's word to us.
也就是说这是神给我们的话语。
So, someone tell you, the Bible contains God's word.
所以当人家说各位听圣经里面是包含了神的话语。
Don't accept it.
我们不可以接受。
The Bible does not contain God's word.
圣经里面不是包含了神的话语。
The Bible is God's word.
圣经就是神的话语。
The next question is, so what?
我们继续可能问这又怎样
呢? What does it have to do with me?
对我们有什么意义呢?
What application...Does it have for me or for our church?
对我来讲，对教会来讲，可以做啲乜嘢咧？
Has a most important application.
呢个系我哋所做嘅，对我哋所做嘅好重要。
Since the Bible is God's word.
因为圣经就系神嘅话语。
Since every word comes from the mouth of God.
因为每一个字都系由神嘅口当中出嚟嘅。
To disbelieve it is to disbelieve God.
如果你唔相信圣经嘅话语，就系唔相信神。
To disobey it is to disobey God.
不跟随圣经的话语就是不跟随神。
To reject it is to reject God.
来到拒绝圣经就是拒绝了神。
To treat it with contempt in our attitude is to treat God with contempt in attitude.
如果我们有憎恨圣经的心态就是说憎恨神。
I have to confess to you.
我要对大家来到这样承认。
There are preachers I don't like. Terrible.
我唔係好喜歡某一啲有牧師或者講員。
There are preachers I don't have a whole lot of respect for.
有啲講員，有啲牧師，我唔係好尊重佢哋。
There are a lot of not a lot. There are preachers that make me fall asleep.
有啲講員，佢哋講到時候咧，令到我係好瞌眼瞓嘅。
And I'm sure it's the same for you.
咁佢可能大家都係有同一樣嘅感覺。
I'm sure there are preachers you don't like.
有些講員你可能不是那麼喜歡的。
I'm sure there are preachers that you don't have much respect for.
有啲啊講完你係唔係咁尊重。
I'm sure there are preachers that put you to sleep.
可能喺某啲講完講到嘅時候，你會瞌眼瞓。
And I totally understand.
我係完全明白。
I totally understand that Sunday morning 11:30 is your regular nap time.
有多次啊，星期日朝早十一點、十二點可能係會啊需要瞓眼覺嘅時候。
I totally understand because I can't stay awake myself.
我好明白，因為我好多次都係唔係好精神唔係好集中，所以要瞓覺。
When I'm not preaching.
當我唔係講道嘅時候。
When I'm overworked.
可能係好經過好忙碌嘅時候。
When we are so sleep deprived.
可能係唔夠瞓嘅時候。
You know this room is so comfortable.
我哋喺呢間房呢個大堂係咁舒服。
So warm in the winter.
冬天嘅時候幾咁暖。
So cool in the summer.And I was in China some years ago, and we were in a room maybe half the size of this room, and we had 400 people in there.
幾年前我喺中國，大概喺間房係大概呢一間房一半嘅時候，裏邊有400人。
Listening to preaching 2 hours.
聽咗兩個鐘頭嘅道。
I did not see one person falling asleep.
但我冇見一個人瞌。冇見一個人會瞌眼。
How in the world can you fall asleep with 400 people in half the size of this room?
你翻房一半嘅面積而有400人時候，你點可以瞓到咧
？So I totally understand.
我完全明白。
But when we open the scripture before us,
但我哋打開聖經嘅時候
，when we open the word of God before us,
將神嘅話語打開嘅時候
，no matter how many times the same story has been repeated.
無論我哋睇過同一個嘅故事幾多次
，No matter how many times the same parable of the prodigal son is being preached，
無論係講到係呢阿浪子嘅故事幾多次
，No matter how many times we repeat the preaching of the cross，
無論係將十戒嘅意義講到幾多次嘅時
，When the scripture is open before us，
當聖經係打開俾我哋眼前嘅時
，When the word that comes from the mouth of God is spoken before us，
當神嘅口直接對我哋説話。
It is useful for teaching and for training for righteousness. Notice, not only is it useful for teaching and training, it is also useful for rebuking and correcting.
責備上亦都係有幫助。
How do you rebuke or correct a 5 years old?
我哋喺教訓一個五歲嘅細路仔嘅時候，我哋點樣責備佢咧
？Easy，
好容易。
You scream at him。
我哋對佢大聲咁樣。
You tell him to stop it。
對佢話唔好咁樣做。
You don't stop it, I'm gonna take you out。
如果你唔停止咁樣做嘅時候，我哋帶你出去。
Anybody have trouble rebuking and correcting a 5 years old?
因為係對一個五歲嘅細路仔係。教訓唔到
啦。I just came back last night from our family reunion.
昨晚啱啱喺家庭嘅聚會裏邊翻。
We had a lot of 5 years old.
當中有好多嘅五歲嘅小朋友。
And we were on the beach.
喺沙灘裏邊。
And one of the many 5 years old did not behave as he was told.
咁其中一個五歲嘅細路仔係冇跟隨住佢所教佢嘅咁樣做。
So his grandfather yelled at him.
咁佢阿爺就咁樣嗌。
Stop it! Get over here! Right now! Did he open the Bible and explain to him the theology of obedience? And did he explain to him the authority of Scripture? Queen Wei? Of course not. We didn't even have a Bible with us.We were on the beach. We had plenty of lawn chairs. But we didn't have a Bible. We used the authority of a father. We used the authority of a grandfather to rebuke and to correct. But how do you rebuke? How do you correct a 55 years old?The only way is to open the scripture. And allow the word that come out of the mouth of God to be the authority. The preacher may not be like.
講到嘅人未必係咁樣。
講到嘅人未必係你中意。A preacher may not be respected.
可能係講到嘅就係未必係被人尊重。
The preacher may be rejected.
可能被有講到講完可能被拒絕。
The preacher may be misunderstood or misjudged.
可能佢講嘅嘢俾人誤會。
But the word of God is open.
係神嘅話語打開嘅時候。
To disobey the scripture is to disobey God.
有唔跟隨咗神嘅話語就係唔跟隨神。
To treat any word of the scripture with contempt is to treat God with contempt.
若憎恨聖經任何一個字就係憎恨神。
Why do we believe what we believe?
因為我哋所相信我哋所信嘅咧。
Why do we behave the way we behave?
因為我哋嘅行為係我哋咁樣做嘅咧。
Why do we not accept such and such behavior?
因為我哋唔接受某一啲嘅行為啦。
Why do we not accept such and such lifestyle that the world says is fine, is good, is equal?
因為我哋唔接受一啲係社會當中所接受嘅行為咧。
Simply because that's the way we view the scripture.
簡單嚟講就係我哋就係咁樣嚟到睇住。
Because we hold the scripture to the highest authority.
聖經就係我哋最高嘅權柄。
Since we have such high view of the scripture, what then shall we do?
我哋對聖經咁睇得咁高嘅時候，我哋應該點樣做？
We will use our utmost effort to study it, to read it, to understand it.
我哋就係需要盡力嘅嚟到查考聖經，嚟到學習聖經。
To memorize it, to submit our lives under its authority.
我哋就係嚟到記住聖經嘅話語嚟到活出我哋嘅生命。
Is the Bible easy to understand?
聖經係咪好容易明白嘅咧？
If you say yes, 我要拜你為師啊。If you say yes, I have to be your apprentice.
如果你話係好簡單、好容易明嘅時候，我就要拜你為師啦。
There are so many passages in there that I find very difficult to explain or understand.
有好多嘅節嘅經文都係好難明、好難明白。
I'm glad I don't understand much.
我好高興，我係唔明好多嘢都唔明白。
Because the Apostle Peter tells us that he finds many passages in the Bible that are difficult for him to understand.
喂，使徒彼得都係話佢神嘅話語，佢好多嘢都係唔明白。
Remember what he wrote in 2 Peter? What chapter? What verse? 16, right?
3:16. 彼得後書邊一節嘅經文咧？
He said, he writes, that's Paul. Paul writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand. Peter is saying, Paul's writing, I can't understand him.
他咁樣記載到保羅所講嘅，他在一切書信上，在講論這些事，在這些書信中有些難明的地方。
So you say, the pastor, even Peter the apostle, find the Bible difficult to understand. How do you expect me to understand the Bible?
可能對牧師咁講啫。就算彼得都唔明白聖經好多地方，你點可以要我明白咧？
We need to remember God gave us His Word.
我哋要緊記神將佢嘅話語交俾我哋。
Not for the purpose to tell us how stupid and how slow we are.
唔係話要令到我哋覺得自己係愚蠢嘅。
God gave us His Word.
神將佢嘅話語交俾我哋。
So that we may understand it.
以致我哋可以明白佢。
So that we may pass it on to the next generation and on to the next generation.
所以我哋可以一代一代嘅交接落去。
We will understand the Bible.
我哋終會係明白聖經嘅話語。
If we will study it, if we will read it with the humility and desire seeking God's help.
用我哋虛心嘅係好緊切嘅希望明白神嘅話語，咁樣閱讀聖經嘅時候，我哋就會明白。
And we will understand.
我們將會明白。
If we read it and study it with the readiness and the willingness to obey and to follow.
如果我們預備了我們的心來到跟從神的時候，我們就會明白聖經的話語。
The Bible is given to us. God gave His Word to us for the purpose of our salvation.
神將聖經的話語交給我們，是要我們得到救恩。
As well as allowing us to live a God-pleasing, honoring lives.
同埋要我們活出是神所喜悅的生命。
God give us His Word so that we can teach our children and pass on to the next generation. Moses said to the Israelites and to us, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
就是你的嘅呢啲聖經所教訓嘅所有嘅事都係。
This is in Deuteronomy chapter 6:6-7。
喺生命記
第六章第六
章。生命記第六章係咁樣記載到摩西嘅話語。
These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart。
佢話：我今日吩咐你這些話，都要記在你的心上。
Impress them on your children. In other words, teach them diligently.
將這些話係不斷嘅教訓你哋嘅兒女。
Talk about them when you are sitting at home or when you're walking on the road. In other words, when you're lying down to watch TV this afternoon or when you're driving home today.
即係無論喺屋企，坐定喺屋企，或者喺行走，無論喺任何地方都係咁，要咁樣教訓。
When you lie down or when you get up.In other words, tonight before you put your children to bed to sleep, read to them.
就話今日帶你嘅兒女上床瞓嘅時候，要將聖經嘅話語對佢哋咁樣講。
And in the morning, when they get up, before they go out and play, repeat the same message of God's love and grace to them.
當我哋一早起身嘅未出門口嘅時候，要同樣咁樣做。
Psalm 19 is a wonderful psalm.
詩篇第十九章係好美好嘅詩。
19:7 says the statute of the Lord are trustworthy. 第七節 ，the statute, the law of the Lord is trustworthy.
詩篇第十九章第七節對我哋咁樣話：耶和華的律法是完全的。
Making wise the simple, making wise the simple.
能使人心甦醒。
Who is a simple person?
一個簡單或者一個愚蠢嘅人係點樣嘅
？You may say even a handicapped, mentally handicapped person can be made wise.
甚至可以話一個有智障嘅人都可以成為有智慧嘅。
How can a handicapped person understand God's word?
一個有智障嘅人點樣係可以明白到神嘅話語
？Because God's word is not only to be understood intellectually.
因為神嘅話語唔單止係知識。在知識上來明白
God's word is to be understood first of all spiritually
而是更加的 在心靈裡面的明白
Every word of the word of God comes from his mouth therefore need to be discerned spiritually
因為聖經每一個字都是由神的話的口出來的所以我們是需要用我們的心靈我們的靈來明白它
Without the Holy Spirit shedding light turning on the light bulb in us we cannot understand it
如果我哋嘅聖靈將我哋嘅眼目打開嘅時候，我哋就唔能夠明白佢嘅。
When we open the Bible, pray.
當我哋打開神聖經嘅話語嘅時候，我哋需要祈禱。
Pray humbly that the Lord, the Holy Spirit may work in my heart and my mind that I may understand the wonder of your word.
需要開心嘅嚟到祈禱，祈求聖靈喺我哋心裏邊作工嘅時候，使我出使以致我哋可以明白到神嘅話語。
We will understand God's word.
我哋終會係明白神嘅話語。
Not only spiritually, but also morally. In other words, obediently.
唔單止喺知識上，更加喺我哋嘅行為上嚟到明白。
Because of time, I'll be quick. I'll just read you one verse. John 8:43.
好快嚟到睇約翰福音第八章四十三節。
This is Jesus rebuking the Pharisees.
就係主耶稣对法利赛人咁样嘅责备。
Jesus said, "Why is my language not clear to you?"
点解我嘅话语对你嚟讲系唔明
？How come you don't understand what I say?
点解你唔明白我所讲
？Because you are unable to hear what I say.
因为我所讲嘅你听不进去。
Unable to hear?
你听唔到入到你嘅耳里。
Were the Pharisees hard of hearing? Were they deaf?
是不是法利賽人是耳聾的呢
Did they need hearing aids?
是需不需要助聽機呢
Of course not.
當然不是。
They have very good hearing.
他們的聽覺是很好。
They were unable to hear what Jesus said means they were unwilling to obey what Jesus says.
他們聽不到主耶穌所說的因為他們不願意聽。
You notice in the gospel, whenever Jesus finished a teaching,
在福音書裡面每當主耶穌說完一個教訓的時候 yeah,
Jesus always add one line.He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
凡有耳嘅就应当听。
What did Jesus mean by that? He who have ears to hear, let them hear. There were two here, right? He who has ear to hear, that's the first here. Jesus means these two things on the side of our faces. We all have these two things. We all hear. Let him hear. The second hear means let him obey. He who has these two physical ears on our faces, he who hears the word of God, let him obey and follow. When we are willing and ready to obey God's word, the Bible comes alive to us. Even when preached by the longest winded preacher, it will awaken us to life. I was away these last 2 weeks. Last week I had a great time on the beaches on the resort areas in Delaware. But 2 weeks ago I was in Missouri. A dear brother, you know, out of his goodwill, out of his kindness, said to me, have a good time. Then I thought to myself, how in the world am I going to have a good time this week? We had 90 people. Most of them were graduate students, undergraduate students, some professors, some lay people. They were from as far east as in Cincinnati, Ohio, far west is Berkeley, California. Some as far north in Buffalo, as south as Mississippi. We all gathered together for, I call it a spiritual boot camp. Boot camp is like 軍訓營,新兵入伍那些軍營. It's supposed to be a discipleship training camp. I thought to myself, if I take any of us here, none of us will survive. It was so intense, so rigorous, so disciplined. For 7 days, we lived through the most grueling spiritual discipline. You know how we expected to pray? Goh Wing Tuk Mok Si said 90 degree is best. I'll explain to you what 90 degree mean.
Goh Wing Tuk Mok Si said 90 degree is
best. That's 90 degree. 45 minutes. The first night I couldn't get up. And we were on the platform, but I could not walk back down. The second night was better. I was getting used to it, and my joint got a little used to it. And all the prayer helps too. We were studying, we were preaching, we were receiving God's word. Every day for 7 days. The first day was three sessions. The last day was three sessions. But Monday to Friday, every day was five sessions, a total of 31 sessions. I knew how intensive, how grueling it will be. Because I was there about 7 years ago. Goh Wing Tuk Mok Si, I think I'm going to invite him next year for our anniversary.
Oh, 需要請高榮登牧師過嚟。
He called me, invited me a few months ago. I said, yes, I'll come.
佢幾個月之前邀請我過去，我就應承咗。
So when I got there on Monday, I said to him, of course I'll come.
咁佢之後就我對佢話，我當然係會嚟。
We have so many young people so hungry for God's word, so passionate, such passion for God's word. Of course, 我快啲嚟啊 ！I come right away.
咁多年輕人係對神嘅話語幾咁飢渴慕義嘅時候，我一定係會過嚟。
You know what he said to me?
咁你知唔知佢對我講乜嘢
？He said 冇人聽到都要快啲嚟啊 ！Even when no one listening, you come quickly too. And then he said to me.人哋打你，俾人打你都要快啲嚟啊 ！He said to me, even if people beat you and persecute you and abuse you, you come running and you come quickly too. Because that is how they treasure God's word.
呢個就係佢哋幾咁珍重神嘅話語嘅心態。
You should see the discipline. You should see the diligence of these young people.
你話，你所以佢望你可以睇到呢班年輕人對神嘅話語係幾咁努力，幾咁渴求。
They told me repeatedly, you have to give them homework. After every session, I was reminded to give them homework.
他不斷提醒我每次講完之後，每一堂講完之後都要給功課他們做。
I still have a pile of their homework that I need to read and respond to. It's still in my bag. I haven't unpacked it yet.
我還有一大疊他交發給我的功課還沒看完。
Can we have the same level of hunger pursuing after God and knowing God?
我哋可唔可以同一個心態，同一個飢渴嘅心態嚟到尋求主嘅話語
？Can we submit to God's word and His authority like they do？
我哋可唔可以好似佢哋咁樣嚟到獻身俾神
咧 ？You know, I plan to ask 高牧師 ，I said, can we do this in Cantonese? If there is a Cantonese camp like that, I'm going to bring, I don't know if I can bring half the church there, maybe the whole church there for a whole week like that。
我問高牧師可唔可以有一個廣東話嘅營？
See, if we could, we will see the difference it makes in our spiritual life.
如果我們可以的時候，我們可以看到我們屬靈上的幾大的改變。
Why do we believe what we believe?
因為我們是相信我們所信的。
Because God's word says so.
因為神的話語是這樣說。
Why do we behave the way we behave?
因為我們有的行為是這樣。
Why do we accept this kind of behavior and not accept that kind of behavior?
因為我們是接受一些行為而不接受其他一些行為。
Whether it is from a 5-year-old or from a 55 or 75-year-old.
無論是5歲、55歲或者75歲。
Because that's the way we respond to God's word.
因為我們對神的話語是這樣回應。
That's the doctrine of the authority of the Bible.
就是聖經的權威的回應。
And may each and every one of us treasure this book.
而我們每一個人都是珍重聖經的話語。
Not this book. I wish you would use it so hard and so much. Every 10 years, you need to buy a new one.
我希望大家是用我們聖經用得好努力嘅時候，我哋每隔幾年就需要買新嘅聖經。
But what God has to say to us through each and every word in this book？
我哋係需要相信神喺藉住呢本書所俾我哋嘅教訓。
And that will make the difference between living the abundance of life Christ promised or the poverty that we might find ourselves living today。
我哋唔同嘅就係我哋可唔可以活出神俾我哋嘅豐盛嘅生命，或者係？
Let's pray together.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, thank you for entrusting the precious word of yours.
父神，我们感谢你将咁珍贵嘅话语交托俾我哋。
Thank you for so many that have gone before us who gave their lives so that we may have this book in our hand.
感谢我哋嘅先人系献出佢哋嘅生命，以致我哋系可以有呢本咁珍貴嘅書喺我哋手上。
Forgive us, for we have paid lip service only to your word.
父神，原諒我哋，如果我哋只係口中咁樣講嘅。
May we not repeat the same levity.
如果我哋唔再係繼續循環不息嘅咁樣嘅犯錯。
We pray and trust in Jesus' name. Amen.
信教奉主耶穌嘅名。
Amen. Thank you so much, Ken.